When I lived in London, I lived in the East End. I lived in what was once the second poorest borough in England, and maybe England and Wales, and for all I know in Scotland too, Hackney Borough. And in Hackney Borough I lived in what did they call the place? It was London Fields, yeah. And up the road from London, down the road from London Fields was Columbia Road Market, and another market in the other way, which was fruit and vegetable and meat market, open street market, plenty of Jewish stuff as well, plenty of Caribbean stuff, and the name of it has gone Wrigley Road Market. And that part of London, gritty, inner city, grotty, suited me perfectly. Coming from Ireland, I encountered there, and I began first of all in Stoke Newington, so that was another part of my experience of the East End, if you like, of London. And I experienced a huge, I suppose you'd call it a culture shock, really. I'd been gradually prepared for it by having been in London before, but it was the shock of the cultural diversity. There were people in London from everywhere, that I could see anyway, and they were dressed in all sorts of ways, all sorts of colours, and they had a whole variety of manners. And I also worked as a bus conductor, and particularly we'll say Route 31 that went from Camden Town to King's Road, also routes that went from Chalk Farm to South Croydon and went through Elephant and Castle, went through Herne Hill, went through Camberwell Green, those places in particular. What I'm really highlighting is that I became familiar with mixing with, working with, mixing with people from other cultures. And it was very different from what I'd come from. And I reveled in it. And then I went, after that, many years later, I went to Bristol, and I worked in Bristol, and I lived near Bristol, albeit in Bath, which isn't that culturally diverse a place, but Bristol certainly is. And I worked with a whole load of other people from different countries who had been in the UK for a very short while, in some cases places like Somalia, and other places, the names of which I just can't remember as we speak right now. Poland, of course. I say that because it was a big experience to work with Polish people. So I was, at the time that I came back to Ireland, used to and fond of and educated by people from other countries. And I really exclude the Irish from this, because even though there are a lot of Irish people in London, I really didn't mix a lot with them. And for me, of course, going to live in the UK, there was another kind of cultural adjustment to be made, and it was to get used to the ways of the English in particular. Although by the time I finished, I was also a bit used to the ways of the Welsh and the Scots, but the English in particular I came to acquire an appreciation of, and learn a bit about the general foibles and preferences of English people, particularly, I have to say, from the south, southeast of England, rather than, in case anybody thinks I know the Geordies backwards, or even I know the Brummies backwards, I don't know them half as well as I know people from, you know, Sussex, Kent, Suffolk, Norfolk, Cambridgeshire, Herefordshire, Well, Herefordshire's towards Wales. Hertfordshire. Okay, enough about that. The point about this is that when I came back to Ireland, and I'm searching for a word which would describe Ireland to myself and to you, I decided I had a big experience of change. I've been away for a long time, so when I came back to Ireland, I don't want to imply that there were no people from other countries in Ireland. There were some. But in comparison with the variety, the diversity that there was in where I was used to living in the UK, there were hardly any. It was a piddly little sprinkling in comparison with where I was used to. Now, remember, in the East End of London, I mean, my first wife, there were 57 first languages in the school where she worked. So that's the kind of type of diversity you're talking about. So I came back here to Ireland, and it was a shock. You know, there's a book called Culture Shock. Wish I could remember, I will in a minute. Alan Toffler, I think it is. Alan Toffler. But anyway, that's not the important thing, the book. The important thing is really that it was a culture shock for me. It required a lot of adjustment. And even to this day, but Ireland was becoming more culturally diverse. But if you were to draw a graph of the two countries, or a histogram of the two countries, one would greatly exceed the other. So what am I trying to say? On the one hand, I'm trying to avoid using a big long word as my word, because I'm striving to come up with, well, about 30, or should I adjust it to about 25 words, which to describe my perception of Ireland and my experience of Ireland since returning here 10 years ago. So rather than pick a word which is a mouthful and about six syllables, which is homogeneity, and use that as my word for coming back to Ireland, the word I'm going to pick is same, S-A-M-E. You know, we're all the same, they're all the same. You know, a gross stereotype, of course, but in my experience, everybody looks like everybody's brother, and everybody looks like everybody's sister, and everybody is an exaggeration. But still, that's my word for the community of Audio Mo, for whom I'm making this audio. I'm part of this community of people making pieces of audio under the hashtag Audio Mo, and it's certainly feels to me like quite a challenging thing to come up with 25 words, and this is just my third word, so goodness knows what my fourth one will be. And thank you ever so much for listening to me. Thank you. Bye bye for now.